Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it is today the 5th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved wonderful listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, early this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri, wa yasilli amri, wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Suratul Mu'minun, chapter number 23, and verses 66, 67, and 68. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, قَدْ كَانَتْ الْآيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Indeed, our verses of the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters of the Noble Quran, قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Indeed, certainly, our verses were recited for you and upon you, the non-Muslims especially as well. What was their response and reaction? فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِسُونَ. That they were the people turning away on their heels, rejecting the message and the messenger, الْإِيَازُ بِاللَّهِ Allah forbid. Why did they reject? Why in the past did they reject? Why are they rejecting now? Why will they reject in the future? مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ. Because of their pride and arrogance. Remember that what is the definition of pride? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, said, Batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. That when the truth dawns in a person, then he's not prepared to accept it. And when another person tells him that you are wrong, he looks down upon that person and considers himself to be superior. And when he knows he's wrong also, so that is arrogance and pride, just like Iblis and Lucifer and Shaitan. So that is what they did. They were so proud, arrogant and haughty. Samiran tahjurun. Samir, you hear the word, the person's name. Samir, Samira. Samir, Samir, Samira means to speak, give stories and tell stories at night and so forth. So Samiran, they would be spending the nights tahjurun, criticizing the Quran, Allah forbid, looking for faults in the Quran and criticizing Allah forbid, the messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were talking nonsense, wasting their night time like today. You see today, majority of people waste time, night time, and they plot and plan and so forth and execute all their haram activities, mostly at night. So Almighty Allah is posing a question. أَفَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنِ. أَفَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنِ. So what don't they wonder, ponder, reflect in the Noble Qur'an? أَفَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Or has it come to them that which did not come to their forefathers, meaning it's something new, so therefore they are rejecting it. But that argument also does not hold true. Every messenger that came to this planet, to Mother Earth, remember, came with the same deen, with the same religion, speaking about Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, about Risalat, prophethood, that they were selected by Almighty Allah as prophets and messengers, and not elected by people. And third, there is life after death, and then there is the day of justice and day of judgment. People who are successful will go to Jannah and paradise, eternal bliss and happiness, or there will be eternal doom and gloom, Allah forbid. So each one of us must know that we have to make the right choice, to not let the pride and the arrogance come in, because that is a recipe for disaster. Okay, let us take you around the world and give you all the breaking news that's happening in different parts of the world. Brazil, Lula won the elections there, and that for us as Muslims is good, for the Palestinians is good, because now we have the largest country in the South America, and that is Brazil, also in favor of Palestine. In Chile, we have the president, prime minister there, also in favor of Palestine. So we thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So this is another nail in the coffin, remember, of the Israelis and the Jutlas. That is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then we take you to India. You must remember that Modi and his Bharat Party, BJP. So Modi and them renovated and refurbished a colonial bridge there in Gujarat. Now you need to know the background of Gujarat. When Modi was the chief minister there, so then they massacred and murdered the Muslims there. He gave his Hindu mobs and thugs and terrorists 3 days to do whatever they want to there. So remember, thousands of Muslims were massacred, murdered and martyred. So much so, the American regime at that time said, for 10 years there will not be a visa issued to Modi because of his thuggery and massacre there in Gujarat. So he comes back to Gujarat, that is Modi, and he thinks, because he's there now, and he thinks that this will be a day of glory for him and so forth. So see what the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, teaches us. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 114. وَمَنْ أَظَلَمُ. And who can be a bigger tyrant, oppressor and transgressor? مِمَّمْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Than that person who prevents people from entering the mosque of Allah, أَيُّذْكَرَ فِيهَ اسْمُهُ. So the name of Almighty Allah can be taken. وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. And he strives to destroy it. If you read the Western press, the Guardian and so forth, you will see that Bharat Janata Party, Modi and his politicians and thugs rather, we should call them, and terrorists, they want to rewrite the history of India, and so many hundreds and thousands of mosques are under threat. So many madrasas, darul ulum, seminaries, Muslim schools are under threat because they want to demolish and destroy and obliterate the Muslim contribution towards India. So أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. And when they enter with fear, because they know that they are the criminals. So what happens? He thought it would be a moment of greatness and you know, honor for him. This is the system of Allah. More than 80 people dead, drowned, and that number is expected to rise as well. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. When you demolish the mosque, when you prevent people, for them is disgrace in this worldly life, and in the year after, a horrible, terrible, terrible, grievous punishment. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114 of the Noble Quran. So therefore, we warn and we tell them that remember, you're playing with fire, and you will then be decimated and destroyed here in this world, and in the year after. Then in Gitmo, you see, the American regime releases our brother Saifullah of Pakistan. He's one of the oldest people there, the hell hole, and no due process. He was never charged. So I'm asking you, supporters, votaries of the American dictatorship and the terrorist, super terrorists, you just arrest people, keep them in the hellhole for 17 years, 19 years, 20 years, no due process, torture takes place, and now you release them. So who is going to pay all the reparations? Aren't you supposed to be hauled and brought to the International Criminal Court, whether it is Bush, or whether it is Obama, or whether it's Trump, or whether it's he, Sleepy Joe Biden? So all of them are guilty. It's a stain on the American regime. And remember that Gitmo is still open, and 35 of our brothers, Sunni brothers, are still there. Halloween, so remember that. South Korea, Seoul. So I was there in the same place. I stayed in the same hotel, remember, in 2018 or so. And Hamilton, you know why? Because the Jamaat brothers and our Muslim brothers, mashallah, they held a program there. So the hotel is here, and you just walk up that slope, say 1 kilometer or so, and the beautiful mosque there on top of the hill, and it was built by the Turks in those days during the war and so forth. So mashallah, we had a wonderful program there. Halloween. So what is Halloween? All these are pagan customs, have nothing to do with Islam. So 150 people dead, and now they're wondering what has happened. But the tragedy of it, Saudi Arabia, there where the Holy Land is, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, under the auspices of the Saudi government, the Najdi government, we must use the term Najdi, Saudi Najdi government, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua and supplicate for them. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for Sham, that is Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Libya, this thing, Lebanon. So that is Syria, Jordan, and then Palestine and Lebanon, and there that you call Sham, the Levant. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the people of Yemen, but refused to make dua for Riyadh and the Najdis. Why? Hunaka az-zalazil wal-fitan. Go open Bukhari Sharif, you will find the hadith there in Kitab al-Fitan. So they can see all the fitnas. They promote this, but we want to do something, they say bid'ah and not permissible. So this is Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, the enemy of Islam and the spy, remember, of the West, boot-licking. Therefore we need Putin. Putin told America, you're not my boss. We will do as we please. American hegemony is finished. So that is what we need. We need that strong leadership. I told you Jutlas and Jutlis. I told you Jews, but you don't listen to me. But you're seeing everything now. United Nations, so they already voted and they said, Israel, your nuclear has to stop and you have to get rid of it. Why do you have the right for nuclear and then Iran doesn't have the right? Muslim countries don't have the right. Besides Pakistan, they have it. But why? So it shows the double standards. Overwhelming majority of the countries voted in favor that Israel must stop. And the world know they are a terrorist, apartheid, Nazi regime. Every day they're getting disgraced. Tomorrow is their elections, and you will see what will happen. Again, there won't be no leader, no winner. Then they'll start horse trading and so forth. In Algeria, tomorrow, that is 1st November, then Tuesday, Wednesday, is the Arab League Summit. These Arab League Summits are a waste of time. The resolutions they pass are not worth the paper on what is written. So we need to be very, very clear on these issues here. Let's come to Rishi. You see Rishi, if you study the politics, these are Westerners, right? So not Muslims, non-Muslims, they say Rishi has been put there, and just as a caretaker. Why? So that, you must remember, he will cover up the crimes of Israel, the war crimes, and cover up the human rights issues of India. So one side you have the Zionists, the Jutlas, the Jews. Other side you have the Hindus, apartheid regime and their human rights record, terrible record. So I told you what the Quran said. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That your worst enemies of Muslims are the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers. We never say every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. You just have to look at Israel and look at India. So that is where we are. Local news, three things. Remember the matric exams and that are starting. So remember, read your 2 rakat salat. And we should be more worried about the exams in the year after. Our South African matric certificate is not worth the paper on which is written. 35%, 40% pass. And that also not recognized in any Western country if you look at it. So hopeless, useless. We have 2 ministers of education, but the level of education, instead of progressing, is retrogressing. Sad, sad state of affairs. Then you have Soweto, the premier of Gauteng, says we must wipe out the debt of Soweto. You know how much? 5 billion rand. Can you believe that? Just wipe it out. Lungile. That is our South Africa. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Inshallah, today the programs will be 8:30 to 9. Mona Zahid Khan's interview, I will be with him. We will be discussing Malaysia, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir. And then 2 to 2:30 will be our trip to Aikenhof. And that will be the report back. And then tonight, inshallah, the Q&A with Mona Arafat Atia, inshallah, between 8 and 10. Tonight, between 8 and 10, inshallah, Aziz.
Well, it's 28 minutes to 5 o'clock. Yes, we are live on Radio Al Ansar International. No, we're not live on Merkaz Sahaba, but we are live on Radio Al Ansar International. We do apologize about that. Hussein, let's go to a brother from Pietermaritzburg, a revered brother. He says, how did owning a gun become sunnah when there were no guns in our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, my brother, you don't understand much about Islam. Islam is a religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. So if we take your logic, so remember that the alcohol that was there during the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was there during the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the golden era of Islam, so then you will say only that is alcohol. So that's wrong. We have a law called Qiyas. Qiyas means you take analogy. So today all your drugs, and whether it is your duck or your tuck or whatever, your mandrakes, your dacha, whatever else it is, I don't even know all these names, right? So we look at the rationale, the reasoning. So the reasoning is iskar, intoxication. So in that time, the alcohol, remember, whether made of grapes or dates or whatever you, it used to intoxicate people. So today what you have, people taking these drugs and so forth, so the same law will apply. So 80 lashes will be given to the person once he confesses that he committed the crime, or they are reliable witnesses. So we expand and extend the law to all times, all places. So in those days, you must remember that they used to fight. So how they used to fight? With the sword and with the arrows and so forth and so on. So you must remember, and the spear. So Almighty Allah teaches us, وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. So you must prepare yourself from the enemy to the best of your ability. So that is what the Muslims have to do. Chapter number 8, Surah 8, and verse number 60. So that is what Quran Sharif is teaching us. So you just use that to defend yourself, and in Islam, defensive war, offensive war, all you must remember is what Islam teaches. If you want evidence, during the battle of Khandaq, the trench, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, نَحْنُ نَغْزُوهُمْ وَلَا يَغْزُونَنَا, that we will wage war against them, offensive, and we will not wait for them to come to us. So therefore, whatever, therefore we say, all these Arab tinpot dictators, murtads, instead of licking the Americans and licking the Israelis, they should have become nuclear long time like Pakistan. So that is what we are saying, and that's why Quran is telling us this, that you must prepare yourself to the best of the ability against the enemy.
I've got Sister Daisy. She says, good morning, AK. I see you follow your religion to the T. Why don't you study our Bible? Why don't you read our Bible? Sister Daisy, Ustad.
But my Sister Daisy, when I read the Bible, I go into a daze, my sister. Which Bible must I read? The King James Version or the New International Version? So many versions you got, my Sister Daisy, that the virgins also get confused. There are so many versions that the virgins get confused. So which Bible are you talking about? Come, I give you a lesson of your Bible, which you're telling me I must read, right? Do you know who's the Pope now? Francis. Who was before him? His predecessor, Pope Benedict. Why did Pope Benedict resign? First time that happened in 600 years. So Pope Benedict told his bishops and cardinals, this Christianity is not the truth. And something else is the truth. So privately he told them, Islam is the truth. So they made sure they suppressed this news, and it must not go out to the public, but it went out. So he gave his speech in German language when I was in Europe. So the people brought that and they showed me and I heard it and so forth. But I don't know the language. Then I went to Munich. I went there and asked them to translate this for me. So that is what happened. Number one. Number two, you, my sister, go to your Bible, go to the chapter Ezekiel. Which chapter, my sister Daisy? If you want to go into a real spin and a daze, go to Ezekiel. Then go to the sub-chapter, Two Adulterous Sisters. You must have heard of a person called Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So what happened was, under apartheid, he took that passage of the Bible, Ezekiel, the chapter, sub-chapter, Two Adulterous Sisters, and he sent it to the, and submitted it to the census board. The census board at that time under apartheid had two dominees, two predikant, two priests. And he removed all the numbers and said, what is this? They agreed and they reached consensus, this is pornography. So he went and Sunday Tribune carried the article. I still have the cutting by me in my archives. There they said that what is the Bible, pornography? You know, when Didat had his debate with Swegat, he used to call him Swegat, Swegat, you know. So he told him, read this portion. I'll give you $50, $100. The way Swegat read it, he was ashamed to even read it. So what are you talking about? Which Bible? That Bible that tells you Jacob was wrestling with God? That Bible that tells you Noah committed incest with his daughters? Are that the Bible you want people must read? There is not a single person on the face of this earth. We challenge the Pope that read the original Bible, the one and gospel that was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him, in the original language by memory. The answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So my sister, you need to know you are being taken for a big, big ride. There's nothing like Trinity in the original Bible. All this are interpolations. There was a Jutla, a Jew, and his name was Saul. Saul, so is a dream, and then he becomes Paul. So Paul hijacked the whole Christianity, just like the Zionists hijacked the whole of Judaism. So that is where you are, my sister Daisy. I hope you're not in a daze.
Somebody says, Ustad, can we as students perform Jummah in our school during lunch break, Ustad?
Not permissible. You must remember now all the masajid and mosque are open. So therefore, remember is our religious obligation, Surah 62 verse 9, that you must go to the masjid and perform your salat there. You're going to make Jummah salat day in the school and so forth. Nobody else can enter there. And the masajid are open. So your parental body, governing body, all that, that they must put their, be firm on this issue, that the Muslim boys must be given permission to go to the mosque and so forth and so on. So that is, even now some people are reading Jummah Salat in their factories and in their warehouses. We dead against all this. So that was the time we passed the fatwa temporary because of the corona and lockdown and so forth. Now everything is open, so therefore to use that as an excuse, remember, is a very, very, you know, a very, very weak excuse and a flimsy excuse it is.
I see Brother Carter says good morning to you and to the team of Ansar. He says, do you know, sir, that Qatar is spending $22 billion for the World Cup? What is wrong with your Muslims, AK? You say it's not permissible, but your Muslims spending so much. Carter, Ustad.
So remember, didn't I tell you, Carter? Didn't I tell you, Arthur, Carter, Arthur, or both of you different brothers? That today, the Arab countries, Muslim countries, they look for honor there by the Americans, by the Israelis, by the Westerners. They want to trample on every law of Islam, and they think they'll get honor. So what happens to them? The more they try, the more humiliated they get. Almighty Allah speaks of this, أَيَبْتَغُونَ إِنَّهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. What are they looking and searching for honor and power there by the enemies of Islam? So remember that only Almighty Allah has power. Only Almighty Allah will give honor to whomsoever He wishes. Read chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 139. There you will find your answer, my brother. So these are people, majority of them, the leaders are not even Muslim. And remember that they just want to. You see today, Qatar, till today there are questions being asked. How many 100 people, the migrants who are working there, they died building your stadiums and stadia and so forth. How many of them, you must remember, that were punished and so forth and so on. Then you find that they are having the biggest alcohol stores and shops in that day in Qatar, in Doha. Then you find that even, remember, the socceroos, you know the socceroos, I think they call them socceroos, that are the kangaroos from Australia. So they just raise objections. They said they will play, but remember, they are definitely objecting on the human rights and so forth of Qatar. The point I'm making, all these countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Qatar, all the wealthy, rich countries there in the Gulf, you must remember that the whole lot of them, they have sold their Islam and become traitors to Islam. I just told you now, tomorrow they're having their Arab League meeting in Algeria. If you ask me, they should rather cancel it. When they pass resolutions, even Israel laughs at them, because Israel knows that these are our puppets, you must remember. Their resolutions are not worth the paper on which is written and so forth. So we accept what you are saying, that you are. Therefore, I told you loudly, A to Z, that everything to do with soccer, World Cup and football, and they're totally haram. South Africa, we had World Cup 2010. What they told you? They told you that South Africa will be booming and you will become so rich. Go and see all the soccer stadiums. Take out, remove two or three. The rest are white elephants. Go see in Port Elizabeth. Go see in Nelspruit. Go see in other places. All white elephants, you must remember this. So that is where people get their priorities wrong, the herd mentality. So that is what happens. Why Qatar is so happy that we, the first Arab country, first Muslim country, to host the World Cup? That's not an honor. That's a disgrace for Muslim countries. Now they are imposing upon you, open up for the LGBT, and all of them must come and do their thing there. So you see, that is how much pressure they apply on these people. Yeah.
Ustaz, the Rivet sister says that, can we pay people to make salah on our behalf if we are sick, Ustaz?
Totally haram. In Islam, la yusalli ahadun an ahadin. No one can pray on your behalf, and you cannot pray on anybody's behalf. Totally haram. If you are ill and sick, you still have to pray. It's not people started getting sick only from today. From time of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he told the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told Imran bin Hussein, the Sahabi, the companion, radiallahu anhumah, father and son, both are companions and Sahabi. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, swalli qa'iman, stand and read. Fa illam tastati, if you're not able to stand and read, then fa swalli qa'idan, then sit and read. Fa illam tastati, fa la jambin, then recline and read. So there's nothing like we must miss salat and so forth, or just pay somebody. Then the rich people will never read any time. They will just get people to read. Nay, we have to read salat, safaran or hadara, whether we are in a journey, whether we are at home, whether we are ill or sick, there's no excuse. So we have to perform our salat and our namaz, that's compulsory. Yes, a person has passed away, my parents, my brothers passed away, your near and dear ones passed away. So now you're going to read 2 rakat, Ishraq Salat, 15 minutes after sunrise. So you transfer the reward to the deceased, so or the people who are alive, the Nafil Salat. So that is permissible. But to read the Fajr Salat, Zohar Salat, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, so you say that I'm reading on behalf of that person, he's alive and he will not be reading, totally haram and not permissible.
Ustad, I've got brother Anthony. He says that whatever happened to you, so-called terror attack in South Africa, why did it not take place? Many people, including myself, cancelled our plane tickets. Ustad, Anthony.
You see, Anthony, I told you, you don't listen to me. Because South African government, they made the right decision. There's a war going on between Putin, Russia and Ukraine. And who is siding with them, with Ukraine? America, NATO, Europe, all these people, Israel secretly. They're all in the mix, you must remember this. So Putin says, with Putin is Iran and Algeria and all these countries, right? So they say that no, China is with them, South Africa, India, Turkey, also cutting deals all the time with Russia and so forth, because they are members of BRICS. So they are that side there. You take Russia, China, South Africa, India, now Brazil. So all of them, so they are with Russia. So America, the bully, is very upset. They told the South African, you must support us. So South Africa said, no, we will not support you. Then Wednesday last week, they released that security alert. This will happen, this will happen. So that is just, you must remember, to create panic and mayhem. So therefore, the government is upset with them. You just read the weekend newspapers and see everyone had this article that they think that South Africa is like a third world, fourth world country. It is. We accept that to a great extent. But where's the protocol? Where's the respect? Just because you are whiteies and these people are not whiteies, so non-white majority of them, so you think you can bully them. So where's the protocol? Where's the international law and all these type of things? They did the same thing with Abuja, with Nigeria 1-2 days after that. So that is why the white man's policy is we must be in charge. The hegemony is ours. We told them go and fly a kite. We don't listen to you. From day one, we knew that this is a hoax, but you know, herd mentality. So that is what they want to play. So therefore, we support Putin. Putin is a harami, but he's giving them good threshing and hiding. Alhamdulillah. Last question.
Somebody says, Ustad, that we just returned 2 days ago from Riyadh. Please, Mufti Sahib, make dua for Riyadh. There's so much of fitna happening there, Ustad.
Everywhere in Saudi Arabia, there's fitna because the rulers themselves are murtads and shaitans. So they will be prepared to host this actor and that actress and so forth. They will buy out whole hotels here and there, Maldives, and they will bring prostitutes there and sleep with them and so forth. Go and read what's happening. So you must remember everything that is going on the past 4 or 5 years, is double standards. So they want acceptance. You must remember in the Western world. So Jeddah, bikini beaches. That is not Riyadh. It's Jeddah. They got bikini beaches there. Second one, F1, Formula One driving and all that. So the LGBT drivers come there and so forth. The biggest rave shows in Riyadh and so forth. Halloween, all that. Christmas will come. New Year will come. All promoted by the government. Therefore, we say the current Saudi government are kuffar. 100% out of the fold of Islam. And let me make one statement before I leave. Any person who agrees with MBS, Kainan Mankan, whoever it is, you agree with his policy and you justify it, you yourself, you're out of the fold of Islam. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine and all our holy places and our mosque. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9, we'll be discussing Malaysia, 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran. And remember tonight, then 2 to 2:30, our report back trip to Aikenhof. And thereafter, 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, live the Q&A with Mawlana Arafat. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.